Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Thursday, October 29th, 2015. Two Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli gunfire. Meanwhile, clashes continue all over the occupied West Bank, Jerusalem and Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In the southern West Bank city of Hebron, Farouk Abdul Qadir Sidr, 19, was shot dead in a Shuhada street close to the Beit Hadasha illegal Israeli settlement in the old city part. Israeli troops said that he tried to stab a soldier. Meanwhile, eyewitnesses said that Sidr was just walking home when he was shot. Soldiers left the youth bleeding on the ground until he died and did not allow ambulance crews from providing him with medical assistance. Later, armed settlers and troops attacked nearby homes, witnesses said. Just 3 hours earlier on Thursday, Mahdi Muhammad Ramadan al-Muhtasib, 23, was shot dead by Israeli troops near the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron Old City. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers shot the Palestinian from a close range. The Israeli army claimed that al-Muhtasib was shot after stabbing a soldier, lightly wounding him with a cut to the face. The circumstances of his death remains unclear. Also on Thursday, Nadim Shrikat, 52, died after ambulance was unable to reach him in time due to the excessive military roadblock and blockade isolating Palestinian communities in the occupied city of Jerusalem. Shrikat suffered a heart attack at his home in Jabal al-Mukabbir town in Jerusalem. The ambulance was held up by Israeli roadblocks for more than 10 minutes, which led to the man's death. With the three latest fatalities on Thursday, the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli army fire in occupied Palestine since the beginning of this month has reached 68, including 14 children. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said that at least 914 Palestinians have been shot by live Israeli army fire, while 878 were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets. In Jerusalem Old City on Thursday, radical Israeli settlers invaded the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Palestinian worshippers praying inside the mosque stopped the settlers from going any further and forced them out, local Palestinian sources reported. The recent wave of protest by Palestinians started last month after daily invasions targeting Al-Aqsa Mosque by radical Israeli settlers and attempts to divide the third holiest site for Muslims worldwide. In the meantime, clashes between local youth and invading Israeli troops were reported on Thursday in Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Hebron, Nablus and Ramallah. Palestinian sources said that at least 16 Palestinians were injured by Israeli army gunfire and tear gas in Ramallah, including one youth who was shot in the head by Israeli live gunfire, medical sources reported. Meanwhile, 4 teenagers were shot by Israeli army rubber-coated steel bullets during clashes in Hebron Old City. Late on Wednesday night and Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped at least 40 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including occupied East Jerusalem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, October 29th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.